السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As you can see in front of you, there's this letter ف. 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 Where does this letter come from? You tell the children that it actually lives in a house also. All the letters actually live in houses. This particular letter lives in the lip house. There you go. There is the lip house. And look at F. It doesn't really like to share his top floor with anybody. He lives all alone by himself on the top floor. That's F. The way to say the sound is the front two teeth actually hit the bottom of your lower lip. And it's like the stomach of the lower lip that it puts down, it sits down on that. And it's like saying the sound of flower. The same sound as you say flower, or the F sound, is the way you say F. Now the church, you have already taught the child B, which you can see here. And you can see these two skittle shaped figures here. And you tell the children, we don't know who lives next to B yet. But look at that. On the bottom floor, three people live. But on the top floor, F lives all by himself. He says, I don't want to share my house with anybody. I want to live by myself up here. And so there is F, all by himself, all by himself. Or, you know, you can say by herself. It's just the way you make up your story. So that's up to you. Because remember, B was one of the sisters who didn't have a hair done. She sat on her stool. And, you know, children can come up with all kinds of ideas, and they'll say, well, why does Burr live in this house when his sisters are in that house? Or they'll be saying things, but alhamdulillah, in the last so many years that I've been teaching, they've never really asked me that. But here they are fascinated with the fact that Fur, which is what you are emphasizing, does not want to share his space with anybody. He's living by himself. So that is kind of something that the child associates with that letter, that he likes to be on his own. So it's easy, it just is something that can familiarize him with that particular kind of a key to the recognition of this letter. That is F, F. And as you can see that it's like this air that is coming out as I say it, F. And though I'm not saying it right now, but there's that humps, which is one of the characteristics of F, as we say it, that there's a little kind of air that comes out. It is more prominent when we stop at this letter, but you can still say as you tell the child, because every letter is said with a little bit more exaggeration, because again you're showing the child where the sound is coming from. F, F. Okay, so that is the letter F. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.